has some room. 35, 30, 25, down the far sideline. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Tigers. Schillingstad back sets. The hit for Shimke through the block. Tigers win in four. Shimke with the final kill.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Here comes Evers. Boom! The dunk for Evers. That puts the exclamation point for Huron.
Hardeman up top. There's the three for Schroeder. Got it, and Huron leads.
3-2-1.
Yes!
Bailey Schoenfelder, a state championship for the Huron Tigers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first-team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan's Hangar Restaurant at the Crossroads in downtown Huron, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Garyzell Auto Glass, Glass and Windshield Repair and Replacement, Auto Body Clinic, Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes comes first, and Prestralo General Motors in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Farmers Cashway Do-It Center Store, Burger Plus, home of the drive-thru special, Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, Huron Community Campus, Creative Printing, downtown Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Huron Eye Clinic, trust your family's vision, and Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Pearson Anderson Insurance, your Farmers Union insurance agents, Big D's Timeout, located at the Plains on East Highway 14, Walker's Flower Shop, downtown Huron, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Dairy Queen in Huron, home of the $5 and $6 lunch, and the Nordby Center for Recreation.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening, everyone. Jeff Duffy here at the Huron Arena as we are set for Huron Tiger basketball. First doubleheader of the season, the Brandon Valley Lynx in town for the matchup tonight. All four teams played last night. Brandon Valley sweeping a doubleheader from Harrisburg. And Huron playing home and away with Watertown. Girls lost here at the arena to the Arrows. The boys picked up a win at Watertown against the Arrows. So early season matchup here, and for the most part, the teams are a little more looking at what their own teams are going to do, more or less getting a lot of scouting on the opposing team. But our first game here, the Tiger girls just want to have a clean game for the first, third, and fourth quarters. They played right with Watertown pretty much even, but that second quarter did Huron in, as Watertown outscored Huron 20-2. Way too many turnovers in that second quarter for Huron, allowed Watertown to build the lead, and they went on to the victory. So Huron will look to a rebound here tonight. Final score of that game was 59-44. Brandon Valley exerted a lot of energy as they picked up a 75-67 overtime win over Harrisburg last night. Talked to both the coaches, Wade Stobbs, head coach of Huron, and longtime Brandon Valley coach Mark Statham. Those interviews are coming up after this Big D's timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Riverview Lanes now has a new automatic scoring system, transforming the bowling industry. Enjoy classic bowling plus interactive games that give traditional bowling the look and feel of video games. Try the five-frame mad games like Monster Factory, Character Factory, or Archery. Destroy your opponent's castle playing Battle on the Lanes. Take a selfie and play U-Tunes. Pizza, pop, and bowling hourly packages are available. Call Riverview Lanes at 352-0611 to reserve a lane today.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Scouting report on the Brandon Valley Lynx girls as they visit our Huron Tigers tonight. First game of the doubleheader here at the arena. Mark Statham joins us, head coach of Brandon Valley. They're coming in at 1-0, an overtime win last night to open the season over Harrisburg. And Mark, while you have a lot of experience back, you're also don't really know for sure what you got until you get that first game in and the play and win a highly regarded opponent in Harrisburg had to feel good.
Yeah, it was a nice way to start the season. And, you know, like I said, even though we have some experience back, some of it's pretty young. We're playing a lot of sophomores, so we're trying to kind of, you know, it's a new team. We're trying to feel our way through things and kind of pick up and learn our roles a little bit.
Well, it looks like the girls can score the ball.
Yeah, they've put in a lot of time this offseason. They've done a nice job. So, you know, it depends on the night. Some nights you shoot the ball well and some nights you don't, and that makes the game really hard when you're not shooting the ball well. But we hit shots when we needed to last night and made some plays when we needed to, and it helped us win the ball game.
I don't know what Coach Dobbs told me about you guys this morning is they can attack from many different ways. It's not one girl you depend on.
No, we don't. We're best. I always tell the girls we're best when we're sharing it and we're making each other better, and they've bought into that philosophy, and that makes them a fun group to coach.
Well, talk about some of your girls and what are some of the things they bring to your team.
Well, we have three seniors, and they're their three captains. Emma Trevier and Elsie Zychek are both three-year starters for us, and Trevier can kind of play the point, and maybe she'll move to a wing sometimes. Zychek's more of our post player, is an athletic post for us. Woodward, even though she's only 5'8", is more of a stretch four. She can really shoot it, so we try to, you know, it helps us space the floor a little bit with her. And then we rotate our three sophomores in Law and Bickley and Kocher, and those three girls are really athletic and versatile, and we can play them 1 through 4, so it gives us a lot of flexibility.
Now you come in, play here on team tonight. They, like you, played last night, and early season, you get the information you can at this point.
Right. You're just kind of, you know, you can watch film from last year, but you can't get a lot from it. You just got to get out there, and it's almost on the fly sometimes. And as coaches, that's scary, but it's scary for us from both ends. So you just go and hope that your kids have the mental toughness to deal with playing a back-to-back.
And I'm just going to get to that to wrap things up here. You expended a lot of energy going overtime and looked like a pretty intense affair last night. Now less than 24 hours turnaround here and on the road as well.
Yeah, and we talked to the girls about that last night. We said, hey, listen, this is going to be a test of mental toughness. You're going to go on the road, and it's never easy to win on the road in this league. So you have to be really focused and really tough, and you're going to have to fight through some adversity tonight because you're catching a team on their home floor. They're, you know, they get beat last night. They're not going to be happy about that, and they're going to try to get themselves back on a winning track. So you've got to be able to be prepared to play.
Mark Statham, head coach of Brandon Valley. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
The Huron Tiger Moment is brought to you by Lake House Productions.
1936 was the first year that the state of South Dakota split up high school basketball into two classes. The Huron Tigers won the first ever Class A tournament, and they won it the hard way. They won their three games by a total of 4 points, including the championship game, 22-20, over Sioux Falls. The 36 boys basketball team was coached by George DeKlotz.
Life is made up of moments, and some of those moments need to be captured in a special way. Tom and Stephanie Glanzer at Lake House Productions have a passion for capturing those moments forever. New babies, senior pictures, engagements and weddings, updating that family picture over the fireplace, or any other reason you want to capture the moment, Lake House will be there. Our studio on the top floor events building is expanding in 2016, so that means we have even more room to take care of you and your photography and video needs. Email us at lakehouseproductions@yahoo.com or go to our website at lakehouseproductions.com.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Now we talk with Huron Tiger coach Wade Stobbs, brought to you by Auto Body Clinic in Huron. Tigers hosting Brandon Valley here after an opening night loss to Watertown last night. Coach, really a tale of one quarter versus three quarters. First, third, and fourth played it even or even played ahead, but that second quarter, get outscored 20-2, too many turnovers, just too many things went wrong.
Yeah, we only took five shots in that second quarter, turned the ball over way too many times. They're a pretty good team, athletic. You know, they shot the ball well early there, and that second quarter and just kind of dug ourselves a hole we couldn't get out of.
You know, really correctable things. I know you said this morning it wasn't really anything special Watertown's doing defensively. We just had to kind of slow down maybe and let the game come to us instead of forcing the issue.
Yeah, you know, a lot of our turnovers were kind of passive. We hesitated a little bit. You know, we'd see the open girl and instead of getting to her right away, we would kind of wait and then by then the defense was coming back and had recovered and they'd get a tip pass and go the other direction or we'd travel, something like that. So, I mean, it just kind of unforced turnovers we got to cut down on.
You know, the first, third, and fourth. First, I think we were down 10 early and then got it back to 2 at the end of the quarter, so did see some positives there.
Yeah, we did. You know, we come back. The girls battled, never gave up, and, you know, came back in that second half, third, fourth quarter, you know, played pretty well offensively and defensively. We're such a little man, and there's a lot of positives to take out, and it's a long season, so we got a lot of improvement to do.
You know, one thing you're working on here early in the season is getting some rotation set, and you're still kind of grinding on how you're going to do that this morning, but that's what some of the things you just need to figure out here in the early season.
Yeah, we had a lot of girls here that haven't played a lot together, so, you know, we're trying to figure each other out and get them in the proper positions to be successful. So it's one of those things, they'll figure each other out, and we got into a little bit of foul trouble with our bigs, with our two seniors. So, it's one thing that we can look at and kind of go back on and some things we can change and a lot of things we can do better. So
I did have Alexi Glanzer back, as everybody knows, about 4 months ago. She had ACL surgery, and I know, pleasant surprise, she's playing this season, but that's something you're still going to watch.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she's not a 400% yet, and she might not be throughout the season, but each and every day, you know, when she got the brace, her strength's come back, her confidence is coming back, and it's getting better and better each day.
Now Brandon Valley comes in. They had a hard-fought overtime win over Harrisburg at home last night. I know you told me this morning they can hit you from about any spot on the floor. They have a lot of weapons.
Yeah, they're not very big. They're very athletic, and they got a number of shooters. I talked to Harrisburg's coach and got a little bit of report on them, and they got a number of girls that can shoot it, and not anyone you can really just, you know, try and stop. They got to stop the entire team, and that makes it kind of tough.
And obviously, might be a little bit of a tale of who can get that tempo where they want it. You want to control it, not necessarily slow it down, but just control it.
Yeah, you know, we don't want a real up-tempo game. We kind of want the half court. We kind of want to make them run some clock and, get them into a half court set. And they want to come down and speed up the game defense, so they're going to try and press and trap a little bit, and then they're going to come down and shoot a lot of threes, I believe. So we need them to, hopefully not be on fire from behind the three-point line.
And just to wrap it up, they, like you, played last night. They at least had to go on the road here, but still less than 24 hours, you're back on the court. And as Coach Tatum told me, this is where the girls have to test their mental toughness a bit.
Yeah, yes, it is. You know, I mean, both teams, it's early in the season. Your legs aren't in true season form yet, so it'll be a challenge for both teams, and we'll go from there. And it's a good way to go because we got next weekend, too, with back-to-back games. So we'll see where we're at.
Wade Stobbs, head coach of the Tigers, again brought to you by Auto Body Clinic. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
The Auto Body Clinic.
Hey, do you know someone who could use a vehicle to get them back on their feet? Well, at the Auto Body Clinic, along with other body shops around the nation, they're giving away a car to someone in the community. To nominate someone, please go to www.huronautobodyclinic.com. Click on the Wheels to Prosper link for more information or an application. Let's help someone in need in the community.
The Auto Body Clinic.
Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
It can happen anytime, anywhere. Door-to-door sales scams, identity theft, debt collection, or even as simple as a swipe of your credit card. Know the law and your rights before you get caught up in an unwanted situation. The Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection has made it easy for you to be prepared with their new website, consumer.sd.gov. They keep you up to date on the latest consumer alerts and laws and resources available to you, the consumer. Check out the Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection website today, consumer.sd.gov.
Meet the Tigers is brought to you by Pearson Anderson Farmers Union Insurance of Huron.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Emily Arteman, 12, senior, guard. Kayla Shimke, 14, junior, forward. Reagan Roselle, number 20, junior, guard.
Jada Schillingstead, 22, junior, guard.
Haven Hines, 23, freshman, guard.
Kayla McNeil, number 30, junior, guard.
Shannon Cotts, 32, senior, guard.
Lexi Glanzer, 33, senior, forward.
Carissa Schroeder, number 34, senior, forward.
Brooke Leptin, junior, 43, forward.
Gracie Schoenfeller, junior, 44, forward.
Meet the Tigers has been brought to you by Pearson Anderson Farmers Union Insurance of Huron. Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening, everyone, back here at the Huron Arena. We're about set to go with our basketball doubleheader tonight, ESD, Brandon Valley at Huron. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. A couple of girls' basketball scores. St. Thomas More in Class A defeated Double A Sioux Falls, Washington, 49-38, and just complete up in Aberdeen, James Valley Christian girls defeated Aberdeen Christian, 40-36. See if we're doing the anthem here first. If we're doing that, I'll give you some wrestling results otherwise. I can't really tell what the Tigers are doing. Well, let's do the Rapid City invite. Huron Tigers have completed wrestling there in Rapid today. Huron finished eighth overall with a team score of 125. Pierre wins the team title, 235.5. For Huron, Chip Schillingstad at 132. Trent Frankham at 152. Both made it to the championship match, losing and finishing runner-up in their respective weight divisions. Travis Kleinsasser at an 8th place finish at 160. 6th place finishes for Nick Christensen at 170. Rick Struble at 182. Devin Bolster at heavyweight. Bolster had to injury default all his matches today. Marshall Simons finished 7th at 220. So what's that? 6-7 wrestlers do place in the Rapid City Invitational this afternoon. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes, and we'll be back with the starting lineups and tip-off. We're here on Brandon Valley Girls, followed by Boys on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
Stop in for a free insurance review at Pearson Anderson Insurance, handling insurance needs for auto, home, farm, business, and life. It only makes good sense for you to call Farmers Union Insurance Agent Pearson Anderson in Huron. Pearson Anderson offers the benefit of a company doing business in rural America for over 50 years that stand by the slogan, Insuring a Brighter Tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we're back here at the Huron Arena. Here's the starting lineup for the teams here this evening, as you can hear the screaming in the background. For Brandon Valley, Mark Statham, their head coach, record of 1-0. Emma Terbeer, 5'6" senior. Krista Bickley, a 5'9" sophomore. Allie Woodward, a 5'8" senior. Elsie Zajcek, a 5'11" senior. Trinity Law, a 5'8" sophomore. For the Huron Tigers, head coach Wade Stobbs, record 0-1. Emily Artiman, a 5'9" senior. Haven Hines, a 5'5" freshman. Shannon Kotz, a 5'6" senior. Lexi Glanzer, a 5'9" senior. Carissa Schroeder, a 5'11" senior. That is the starting lineups here. Our officials are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Consumer Affairs Division. They are the law on the court, calling the game today. Will be Jerry Beers of Huron, Scott Mack of Castlewood, and Greg Blue of Iroquois. Greg Blue is kind of a late sub onto the crew for today. There'll be the law on the floor, and they'll call our ball game here tonight, our girls' game. Huron in their home white, orange numbers and letters, and orange and black trim, and Brandon Valley all in black with red numbers and letters and red and white trim. Huron coming towards me and Brandon Valley away from me for the first half of play. Jumping at center, Elsie Zajcek and Carissa Schroeder. Make sure everybody's all on the same page. The ball tossed up and the tip controlled by Huron. Haven Hines will get Huron into the offense. Shannon Kotz, left wing, dribbles up to the top and did a little stutter step there trying to get it to Emily Artiman. Quick turnover. 7 seconds in, the ball will turn over to Brandon Valley. The Lynx played an overtime game last night. Now less than 24 hours later, they've made a two-hour road trip and playing here at 5:15 in the afternoon. Pass comes in the middle to Trinity Law. Will feed in the corner. Ball deflected, but Brandon Valley controls. Bickley up top. Law. Now Bickley again on the right wing. Huron drops back in a 2-3 zone. Open three. Left elbow is no good. Rebound Emily Artiman, and a foul going to go on Brandon Valley. So first foul of the game. Trinity Law picks up the foul. Brandon Valley shows full court pressure. Pass will come in to Hines. She'll be shaded up the floor by Trevere. See if they try to get that half-court trap. Behind the back and into the front court is Hines. Comes off right side to Kotz. Now up top is Schroeder looking inside to Glanzer. Schroeder will drive down the paint, force her way up there, no good. And a charge going to go on Schroeder. Have a Brandon Valley girl a little slow to get up, Allie Woodward. She drew the charge, I suppose, and Carissa Schroeder picks up a quick foul. She got two quick ones last night. Official talking to a Woodward, making sure everything's okay. So each team has a foul. Nobody's scored a bucket. 7:18 to go as we're just underway here in the first quarter. Brandon Valley working the ball against some pressure by Huron. Pass comes up ahead to Law. She has it in the front court. Huron tries to do a trap on her, and she almost lost it. still trying to get rid of it. Here's the feed in the middle. The ball thrown away, picked up by Hines. Hines, though, has the ball knocked away by Law, picked up by Bickley. Bickley will set the offense for Brandon Valley. We played just over a minute here in the first quarter. Popping out left side is Woodward. Back off right side to Bickley. Bickley trying to get somebody to run the baseline against the spread out here on zone. Coming up top is Law. We'll feed in the corner to Bickley. Law again. She'll take the three. No good. Rebound by Lexi Glanzer. Hines again will bring the ball into the front court for Huron. On the right side is Cott. Straight man defense by Brandon Valley. The ball deflected, stolen by Zajcek. Gets the ball up ahead. Looked like the ball might have been tipped away, and it's going to be thrown away by Brandon Valley. They turn it over. Well, we just swapped turnovers there, but Brandon Valley can slap the press back on Huron in the backcourt. And the ball is thrown away, or stolen, but nope, stepped out of bounds. So Brandon Valley nearly got the steal there. But Huron will still try to inbound at the far end of the floor. Arteman trying to find somebody, throws it underneath the Brandon Valley basket, but gets it in there to Glanzer, then Hines. Hines pats the head. That's the play as she gets it across the timeline. Still set out deep there. Gets a screen from Schroeder. Has a lane. She'll drive all the way in. Oh, missed the left-handed layup. And the rebound for Brandon Valley. Law pushes up ahead. Here's the drive. Bickley cut off by a double team. Ball deflected, but gets out to Law for three. No good. Ball tapped, and Schroeder controls for Huron. Hines will bring the ball up the middle of the floor. There's Kotz with the bounce pass on the right wing. Back up top. Way out top is Schroeder. Schroeder looking back door. She's got Arteman to the hoop. No good. Arteman fights for the rebound. Nice cut to the basket. Maybe hurried the shot a bit, and there was traffic there. Here comes Law. Nice dish underneath. Low post. Shot up and good. First bucket of the game, and Brandon Valley will have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play as Elsie Zajcek hit the bucket and will go to the free-throw line. They're going to bring Woodward out of the game. She must have a little cut on the chin. They're kind of pointing to that. Into the game for Brandon Valley, Danica Kocher, a sophomore. There are a lot of sophomores on the Brandon Valley roster. Foul is called on Lexi Glanzer, her first, second team on Huron. And now we have another discussion up. They're going to let Zajcek shoot the free throw. Finally, Elsie Zajcek is a senior. She has been playing varsity since she went into Brandon Valley High School. Missed the free throw. Nobody can grab the hot potato loose ball. Finally picked up by Zajcek, actually in Huron's front court. But Brandon Valley gets the offensive board, I guess. Here's the drive baseline. Jumper is up and too hard by Kocher. Too strong, and the rebound by Arteman, and up the floor comes Hines, gives to Kotz. Kotz looks inside. She'll try to drive to the free throw line. Ball deflected right back to Shannon. Glanzer at the top of the key. Backs her way in against the defense. Puts it up off glass. No good. Rebound Schroeder. She can't get the put back. Couple of decent looks there for Huron. Still no points. Back comes Brandon Valley. Here's the drive. The scoop shot is good for Krista Bickley. Brandon Valley goes up 4-0. Just split a pair of Huron defenders. 4:35 to go, first quarter, and the Lynx up 4-0. Huron trying to get on the scoreboard. Long pass comes to Hines on the baseline. Has the ball blocked from behind. Comes down with it. Scoop shot no good. And Haven will get herself to the free throw line. Haven working hard. She's not going to be too many times where she's going to see a player shorter than her on the floor. She battled underneath, and Krista Bickley with the foul, her first and the second team on Brandon Valley. That puts Haven Hines to the line to shoot two. First free throw is good, and Huron on the board. Huron subs in with three players. Gracie Schoenfelder, Jada Schillingstad, Caitlin McNeil in as Arteman, Glanzer, and I believe Kotz go off the floor. Second free throw is good. Hines knocks them both down. It's 4-2. Brandon Valley against some loose pressure in the backcourt. Bringing the ball up is Trevier against Schillingstad. Trevier hands it off up top to Kocher. Law goes up to the high post. Zajcek, and the little spin shot no good from about 10 feet. Kind of a difficult shot. Rebound Huron. Midway through the first quarter, 4-2 lead, Brandon Valley. There's the screen. The dump goes down low, but knocked away, but picked up by McNeil. Nearly a turnover. Here's the drive down the lane. Schroeder a lane to the hoop, banks it in. Random Valley thought they were going to get the ball when that ball was deflected. Quick pass down the floor. Zajac gets inside of Schoenfelder. Can't get the shot to go. Battle for the rebound. And will be last touched by Brandon Valley here on ball. On Schroeder's shot, the ball is deflected. Brandon Valley had about two girls head down the floor thinking they were going to get the ball, but McNeil came up with it and was able to get it to Schroeder, who slid down the lane for the short jumper. We're tied at four, 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. McNeil deep on that right wing. There's the cut to the basket. Schillingstad couldn't quite come up with the handle. Is deflected out of her hands by Trevier. Trevier doesn't get a hand on that. Schillingstad probably had a chance at an easy layup. Huron will still inbound it on the baseline right below me. Lob will come out to Hines, top of the key. Will drive to the paint, gets cut off and traveled with it. Kind of stutter step. Good defensive positioning by Krista Bickley of Brandon Valley, and Huron turns the ball over with 3:23 to go. First quarter tied at four. Long pass. Overhand gets it up ahead to a coacher. Now Bickley will get Brandon Valley into the offense. Huron stays spread out in a 3-2 zone. Backing out Trevier, now Bickley in the corner. Here's the drive by Kocher. Right side, open three for Trevier, drops it in. Trevier dials long distance, and Brandon Valley up 7-4, inside of 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Schroeder into the front court. Dribbles off to the left and threw it away. Law with the steal. She's got the breakaway layup going down and puts it in. Trinity Law with the bucket, and Brandon Valley a 5-0 run. They lead 9-4 with 2:37 to go, first quarter. McNeil into the front court. Dribbles to the left and threw it away. Kind of threw it wide of Hine. She couldn't grab it with one hand. Another turnover. It'll be Brandon Valley ball. Brandon Valley subs in with four new bodies. Try to pick up those numbers as quickly as they can. Lexi Ellingson is into the game, as is Ashley Wells. They're both sophomores. A couple more girls came in, too, in the meantime. Brandon Valley in the front court. That's Kocher with the ball. I think she's the only girl. No, Bickley's still in there, too, so a couple girls stayed in. Left side, Kocher. Here's the drive right side by Wells. Into the paint, double team, and we're going to have a jump ball. Good defense on the interior by Gracie Schoenfelder. Possession arrow will keep the ball down on the Brandon Valley end with 2:07 to go, first quarter. Brandon Valley 9, Huron 4. Pass in the corner, open 3 is good for Kocher. Danica Kocher with a 3-ball. Brandon Valley an 8-0 run. They lead 12-4 inside of 2 minutes to go, first quarter. McNeil lobs it and threw it away. Very fortunate there as Wells was able to grab the ball, but she kind of tipped it and it went off the official and out of bounds. That saved Huron with the possession. Back in Trevier for Brandon Valley. Now, oh, they see something on the floor here evidently. So do we need to wipe something up or what? No towels on the Huron bench? Well, they're trying to get somebody to come out. I'm not sure what they're looking at on the floor there, but now both coaches are going to use this as kind of a free timeout as they're wiping something off the floor there on the near end. Minute 54 to go, first quarter, 12-4 lead. Brandon Valley, they're on an 8-0 run. Remember, the boys' game will follow. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update have the boys' lower-level scores. In the freshman game, Brandon Valley won 62-47. Sophomore game, Brandon Valley 50, Huron 46. JV game, Brandon Valley defeated Huron 50-39. Both the sophomore and JV Huron led at halftime before Brandon Valley got the lead and took control in the second half. Not sure what that is they're working on the floor, but they've had a couple different people come out and work on it. Looks like we are ready to play ball again. Minute 54 to go, first quarter. Brandon Valley leading Huron 12-4. Talked to a couple of Brandon Valley folks. Said the drive here to Huron was not much of a problem. Lob will come in the corner. Schoenfelder feeds inside. Nice feed, low post. Schroeder missed the shot, gets the rebound, gets fouled. Schroeder had a good look, and that was a nice bounce pass by Gracie Schoenfelder to set up Schroeder on the low post. Here on a run the out-of-bounds play. Like the foul is going to go on Wells, her first, third team. Lob comes out to Schroeder on the right wing. She'll drive, gets caught in a double team, and they're going to call jump ball. Possession will stay with Huron. Boy, Brandon Valley very tight on that man-to-man defense. Schillingstad will trigger the out-of-bounds on the baseline. Goes back door there. Schoenfelder puts it up, gets fouled. Kind of curled around a screen there, and she split a pair of defenders, got fouled, and two shots on the way for Gracie Schoenfelder. Kocher picks up her first foul, and that'll be the fourth team on Brandon Valley. Minute 43 to go in the first quarter. Free throw for Schoenfelder is good. First point in Huron for a while, and it's 12-5. That breaks the 8-0 run by Brandon Valley. Huron subs in with Shannon Kotz, Lexi Glanzer, Schroeder went off, and I believe McNeil went off for the Huron Tigers. One more shot here for Schoenfelder. In and out, no good, and the ball rebound ripped down by Brandon Valley. New girl in the game, I don't have her number listed here. Shot for three is no good. Rebound, though, by Kocher. Brandon Valley will get another shot at the possession here. Another open three deep in the corner. That one is good for Brandon Valley. And Brandon Valley goes up 15-5. Minute 13 to go in the first quarter. Schillingstad in the front court gives to Kotz. Kotz, a couple of dribbles, crossover, goes into the paint, kicks out, open three for Hines in the corner, in and out. Rebound, battle underneath. Kotz had it, lost it, and Brandon Valley going to control. Double team by Huron in the backcourt. 52 seconds to go, first quarter. Brandon Valley's opened up a 10-point lead. They're on the attack. Trevier has an open three. That one no good. Offensive rebound and a push-off going to go on Lexi Glanzer. Glanzer will pick up her second and the third team on Huron. See if that means no movement off the Huron bench at this point. Brandon Valley will run the out-of-bounds play, but again, Glanzer out there with two fouls. Got to be careful now. Lynx will drop it all the way out, come off left side. There's Trevier in the corner, open three for Kocher, in and out. Offensive rebound again by Brandon Valley. Got a block out. That was just slid in from the outside. There's the open three for Kocher. Knocked it down. Danica Kocher has a pair of threes in the first quarter. Brandon Valley up 18-5. And a late whistle and a foul going to go on Brandon Valley as Hines got tripped up. We're down to 18 seconds to go. First quarter, and Brandon Valley up 18-5. They are on a 14-1 run here in the first quarter. 18 seconds to go. The foul going to be on Trevier, her first in the fifth team. On the baseline, Glanzer goes back door, threw it away. Picked out of there by Ashley Wells. She's down the floor. Will drive, shoot over Schillingstad, no good. Rebound Huron, that's Kotz with 6.5 seconds. Lobs it up ahead, Glanzer catches it. Will take the three, might have been partially blocked. Rebound, and Huron won't be able to get anything off of that. And we played one quarter. It's Brandon Valley 18, Huron 5. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork. That working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important. Whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports, Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get them, Tigers.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, we moved to the second quarter. Brandon Valley, a nice little spurt to end the first quarter, outscoring Huron 14-1 to end it. And it's 18-5 Brandon Valley, and BV will have the ball first here to start the second quarter. Links on the outside, Kocher gets it up top the law. Kocher again, high post, feed it in. Kick out, and the ball deflected. Nope, just thrown away. I thought it was deflected by Huron, but Brandon Valley unable to save it from going out, and the quick turnover over to Huron. We're just underway in the second quarter. Brandon Valley with a big run, and they lead 18-5 here starting the second quarter. Brandon Valley trying to trap up top Schroeder, right side, 10-footer is good for Lexi Glanzer. Good ball movement to beat the half-court trap. Glanzer with the bucket, 18-7. Back comes the Lynx, a three, right wing is short, long rebound out, and Emily Artiman able to come off with it. Quick shot that time for Brandon Valley. And Huron will see if they can get the lead down to single digits on this possession. Artiman up top to Glanzer. Brandon Valley, 3-2 zone. Double team shot still up and good for Carissa Schroeder. She went up against a double team and just split it. 19-9 here on a couple baskets in a row here to start the second quarter. Pass up top, open three. That's going to be good. I thought it was going to be off the mark. It didn't look like it was going to get there, but it did for Danica Kocher. She has 9 points on three threes. Brandon Valley back up 11, and they tip the ball away and steal it. Kocher down the floor, shoots over Hines, misses it. The follow-up good for Bickley, and a foul going to go on Hines. Huron throws it away against the Brandon Valley press in that single-digit... single-digit deficit is quickly gone. The foul is the first on Haven Hines. And Krista Bickley with 4 points and a chance for a fifth here at the free throw line. It's good.
3 point play.
Brandon Valley stretches the lead to 14 at 23-9. Huron still working against the full court pressure. Artiman in the backcourt. Back to Glanzer. Glanzer in the middle, threw it away again. Picked out by Law, gets the pass up ahead. Kocher, nice bounce pass to Bickley for the layup. Bickley with 7, and Brandon Valley up 25-9. Huron throws it away against the press again. Kotz and Schroeder not on the same page there. And Brandon Valley on a 7-0 run after Huron briefly had the lead down to single digits. 25-9 Lynx, another three. It's good. Danica Kocher with 12 points all on three-point shots. 28-9 Brandon Valley. Tervier coming back in for the Lynx. And now Huron going to use a timeout. 6:06 to go. First half, Brandon Valley 28, Huron 9. Take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Hi, John here at Frost Rutles in Huron. Well, we made it through Black Friday, so it's time to move on to the Red Tag sales event. One of the biggest sales of the year, and it goes through January 3rd. Fast start incentives, bonus tag cash, select model programs, lease support, Costco member discounts. If we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Yes, it sounds confusing, but let our sales consultants find the discount that is best for you. Happy holidays from everyone at Prostrolo, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Off the Huron timeout, Huron working against the pressure. Hines will get it in the front court, and they're going to call a reach-in on Trevier. That'll be her second foul. Sixth team, I believe, on Brandon Valley. So the next one puts Huron in the bonus. 28-9, Brandon Valley. In control here in the first half, 5:56 to go. Kotz up top against a 3-2 zone of Brandon Valley. Artiman goes in the corner, Glanzer. Glanzer looking up to the high post. She'll drive baseline, back away, get it to a Schroeder, puts up the 17-footer. No good, ball in the corner, going to be corralled in by Brandon Valley, and I think we're going to have a foul. Nope, stepped on the baseline, I believe. It'll be here on ball. Good double team there, slapped on by Huron. Kotz was one of them, and I believe Law stepped on the baseline, and Huron will get the ball back. Statham over talking to the official, saying, wasn't our girl kind of helped out of bounds? Inbounds to Schroeder, nearly lost it, but gets control. Right side, Hines. She'll go baseline, go with the reverse layup, put it up too soft, and on the rebound, a jump ball. Artiman and Bickley. The ball will stay in possession of Huron. Forgot to do my shot chart from the first quarter. Brandon Valley was 6 of 16 in the first quarter. Huron on the inbounds up top. Hines goes into the paint, flicks it up with the left hand, in and out. Cotts fights and gets the rebound. Brings it back out. Cross court, there's Artiman. Emily will drive, baseline, 10-footer is no good. Rebound Brandon Valley, and they're looking to push up the floor. Wells dishes off to Zajac for the layup. Zajac running the floor, gets the bucket. Brandon Valley 30, Huron 9, inside of 5 minutes to go in the first half. Schroeder on the right side will dribble across the timeline, get it up ahead to Hines. She'll take the three, right wing, no good. Rebound Artiman will bring it back out for Huron. She'll turn and shoot a three, gets it. Emily Artiman got the offensive rebound, backed out, nobody was on her, hits the three. 30-12, Brandon Valley. Drive Bickley, feeds off in the corner, comes back up top, Woodward. Kocher with the ball, she's had the hot hand in the first half. Another open three for Brandon Valley, it's good, no good. Went all the way in, came back out, battle for the rebound. Lynx come up with it and a foul, I believe. No, we're going to call a jump ball in that big scrambled mess. Jump ball possession will stay on the Brandon Valley end with 4:17 to go in the first half. Brandon Valley 30, Huron 12. Inbounds, open three for Brandon Valley, no good. Rebound tapped up, and Bickley had it, lost it, and Cott's going to grab it out of there, but then double dribbled, trying to get out of the double team. Turn over back to Brandon Valley as Gracie Schoenfelder comes in. Lexi Glanzer comes out for the Huron Tigers. 4:10 to go, first half. Remember, the boys' game will follow. Lob will come all the way out up top to Wells. Open three, Bickley in the corner. No good. Rebound out, and Cotts on the run trying to get something going here. Feeds off left side to Hines. Hines will go baseline, has a lane, got it to go. Looked like she got hooked on the arm going to the bucket, but gets the bucket anyway. 30-14, 3:50 to go in the first half. Brandon Valley in the front court, left side, bring it back up top to Wells. High post Kocher will go to the paint, shoot over Schroeder, no good. Schroeder will come down with the rebound. Artiman coming up the left side of the floor. Now getting us into the offense is Hines. Cotts on the left wing. Bounce pass Schroeder. Schroeder in the corner takes the 18-footer. Got it. Marissa Schroeder with 6 points. 30-16, Brandon Valley with 3:17 to go. First half. Huron falls back in that 2-3 zone. And a travel going to go. Ball fake and tried to make the move to the basket at the same time. Danica Kocher got whistled for the walk. Brandon Valley will sub in with Tervier, Ellingson, and I believe Law came in as well. 3:10 to go, first half. Brandon Valley 13, Huron 16. Or Brandon Valley 30, Huron 16. Scramble in the backcourt. Brandon Valley trying to get another steal, and they're going to give Brandon Valley a timeout. It'll be Lynx possession. 3:01 to go, first half. 30-16. Brandon Valley will take a Big D's timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use, even though it misses 70-80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Back here at the Huron Arena, Brandon Valley 30, Huron 16, with 3:01 to go here in the first half. Now what are we down? Now we got something going with the floor again here. I'm going to have to get a little more mopping duty going here, I suppose. Again, Rapid City Invitational Wrestling today. That is finished in, where did I write that down? There it is. Huron finished eighth as a team. Had two runners up. Chip Schillingstad, runner-up at 132. Trent Frankham, runner-up at 152. Huron had sixth place finishes from Nick Christensen at 170, Rick Struble at 182, Devin Bolster at heavyweight, seventh place finish for Marshall Simons at 220, and Travis Kleinsasser finished eighth at 160. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Sure what that is that they're finding here, but they've had the old Reedy come out a couple of times to do some wiping on the floor there. Might have been when they had to send, I believe it was Woodward, had to go out with a little blood at one point. A couple of girls' final scores. St. Thomas More defeated Sioux Falls Washington 49-38. James Valley Christian defeated Aberdeen Christian 40-36. It's a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Well, still doing the maintenance on the floor. Up next will be the boys' game. For Huron Tigers, we're off till next Thursday. We'll have Wrestling Thursday here on hosting Watertown here at the arena. Then Friday and Saturday will be the Rapid City weekend. The girls making the road trip out west. The boys at home with Stevens and Rapid City Central. Well, still working the floor, and it looks like we're ready to resume play. 3:01 to go. It'll be Brandon Valley's ball. They got the steal, were on the floor, and got the timeout. To keep possession. Now we're back to play. Huron back in their zone again. Up top, Tervier. Left side, Bickley. Tervier will take the three. No good. Long rebound out. Nobody really went after it. Finally, Haven Hines stuck her nose in there and was able to get the loose ball. And we're going to have a foul on Brandon Valley. That puts Huron in the bonus. Actually, the eighth team foul on Brandon Valley. Ellie Woodward will pick up the foul. That's her first. 18 fouls on Brandon Valley. No. Only Trevere has more than one. She has two. Haven Hines to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Has 4 points, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Free throw is short. That was a 1-1, not two shots. Missed it. Rebound Brandon Valley. Long pass up ahead. Law has it on the right wing. Brandon Valley into the offense. Comes off left side. Trevere. Back cross court. Swinging in the corner. Bickley. That's Law. Try it a third time. That's Wells. I'll get it right yet. Early season here yet. Double team on Woodward. Outside three for Law is no good. Rebound Schoenfelder gets it off to Kotz. Shannon running the point here on this possession. Hines will dump it. High post. Schroeder. Schroeder squares up. Free throw line jumper is off the mark. Battle for the rebound, going to squirt out of there, and I think Brandon Valley, we're going to end up with a jump ball is what we're going to end up with. And ball will stay down here on the Huron end. 2 minutes exactly to go in the first half. Brandon Valley going to a sub with Lauren Wells, a sophomore coming in. I believe the first time I remember her coming in. Lauren Wells, Ashley Wells, both sophomores. They are not twins. Trick question. They're triplets. They have a brother as well. Inbounds comes all the way up top to Hines. Artiman left elbow. Wanted to get the three but couldn't get set. Schroeder up top. Schroeder dribbles to the left. Dumps it inside to Artiman. Leans in. Banked it in for two. A little pick and roll there. Artiman got inside of Trevere. Emily with 5 points. 30-18. Huron cuts the lead to 12. Just kind of chipping away here late in the first half. Wells, the top of the key, comes right side. Drive by Bickley or Trevere. Law, and she'll travel at the top of the key. Turnover back to Huron. A chance to get the lead down to 10 or even 9 with a long ball. Danica Kocher back in for Brandon Valley as Woodward comes off. Brandon Valley keeps that full court pressure going with a minute 32 to go first half. Kotz gets the ball in the backcourt. She's being watched there by Trevere. Shannon on the dribble, gets it across the timeline. Comes off to the right, gets a screen from Schoenfeld. The roll of the ball slapped away, going to be stolen by Trevere. Kocher made the defensive play. Down the floor, and a steal by Schoenfelder. Good hustle by Gracie Schoenfelder. Coming down the floor and getting the steal from behind. Kotz dribbles on the right wing. Back up top to Hines as we hit 1 minute to go in the first half. There's the pick on the right side. Up top it goes Schroeder. Schroeder, bounce pass to Hines, thought about the three. Goes low post, and a foul going to go on Ellingson as she tried to come around the shoulder of Schroeder. Shoulder of Schroeder. Say that fast three times. And she'll pick up the foul. That'll put Carisha Schroeder to the line to shoot the 1-1. In for the first time for Brandon Valley is number 52, Jasmine Larson. Schillingstad set to come in for Huron as Schroeder drops in the first free throw. 7 points for Carissa Schroeder. Schillingstad in and Kotz out for Huron. One more shot for the lefty. Schroeder missed the back end. Rebound underneath for Brandon Valley with Danica Kocher. Kocher at the top of the key. Feeds in the corner. Open 18-footer is good. Just inside the arc. Shot good for Lauren Wells. First bucket in a while for Brandon Valley. They're up 32-19 with 34 seconds to go in the first half. Schroeder working the ball up against the press. Now Hines with the ball. Hines again pats the head. They bring everybody up to the free throw line extended. There's a screen. The ball tipped. Schroeder, though, catches it. Trying to get Schoenfelder to spot up. Here's the drive baseline. Hines went into a double team, and she'll go to the free throw line. That was Haven Hines just creating the contact herself. She'll get two shots with 13 seconds to go here in the first half. Free throw is good for Hines. That gives her 5 points, and Huron back within a dozen at 32-20. Again, 13 seconds to go here in the first half. Second shot. In and out, no good. Cut all the rim. But popped out. Rebound Wells. 10 seconds to work with. Wells, top of the key. Comes off left side. Kocher. Here's Bickley on the drive. Shoots over Schroeder. Missed it. Kind of forced it up. Schoenfelder with the rebound, and that will end the first half. Brandon Valley, 32. Here on 20. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes. Come back with our halftime on Dakota Sports.
Stop into Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember, Farmers Cash We Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do It Center store.
It's a fact. Women are smarter than ever about their health care. And for women's health care, there's a smarter choice. HRMC. Now there are two experts to help you navigate the stages of life. Dr. Elise Brock and Dr. Sarah Castellanos can also provide the latest procedures and treatments for the unique health issues women face. Turn to HRMC for your women's health needs. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality health care, close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
Need a timeout? Big D's is open for lunch Thursday through Sunday and dinner nightly. For lunch 11 to 1:30, enjoy the pasta of the day or taco salad on Thursdays and taco salad or chimichanga with chips and cheese on Fridays. Try Big D's new nightly menu items. Chili nachos, pork wings, pretzel bites, and buffalo carnitas chicken dip on ciabatta bread. Plus wings are just 70 cents every Sunday and Monday. Take a timeout and dine at Big D's Sports Bar and Grill, East Highway 14, Huron.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime here at the Huron Arena, and the Brandon Valley Lynx lead Huron 32-20 was a 4-4 tie there a couple minutes into the first quarter. Then Brandon Valley finished out that first quarter in a 14-1 run. And, they ran a ballet, has to look back now. Huron did kind of keep things close here. They're still within striking distance, down 12 at 32-20 here at the half. We'll get to your halftime stats here coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now it's time for our Huron Tiger halftime report.
Once again, on our Huron Tiger Halftime Report, we'll talk gymnastics. The Tiger girls in Aberdeen for an invitational today. Julie King is back as head coach for the Tiger gymnastics team. She says with a veteran squad coming back, they are striving now for perfection, and that's what they have preached in the preseason leading up to the season opener last week.
Well, in the first month of practicing, we have been harping on them about no fall is acceptable, no matter it is on beam, bars, floor, vault. They work to the best of their ability to do it with perfection. And we told the girls that if they can't do it without falling, we're pulling those elements out of their routine. And the girls have been very focused for the first month.
Tigers were in Aberdeen for a big invitational up there today. We'll take a timeout here of 1 minute and back on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy Furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Jeff Duffy back here at the Huron Arena. Halftime score, Brandon Valley 32, Huron 20. We'll run down the scoring. Brandon Valley, balanced scoring. Danica Kocher with 11 points. I thought she had four threes, but it was actually three threes and a two. And she has 11 points to lead all scorers. Krista Bickley with 7. 4 points for Elsie Zajcek, 3 for Emma Trevere, 2 apiece Trinity Law and Lauren Wells for Huron, 7 points for Carissa Schroeder, 5 for Emily Arteman, Haven Hines, 2 for Lexi Glanzer, and a free throw for Gracie Schoenfelder. Shooting in the first half, Brandon Valley 12 of 31, 39%. Huron 7 of 21, 33%. Again, turnovers an issue for Huron. Brandon Valley with 10 more shot attempts than Huron in that first half, but after trailing by, I believe, as many as 19, I think it was 28-9 at one point, Huron does have it down to 12, so still can feel like you're in striking distance here, and they'll get ready for the second half. Again, 32-20, Brandon Valley will take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes, come back to the arena on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Here on Area Agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back here at the Huron Arena, doubleheader action is Brandon Valley visiting our Huron Tigers tonight. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Couple of finals in girls. St. Thomas More, Class A, number one, defeated Sioux Falls, Washington, 49-38 in girls basketball. James Valley Christian up in Aberdeen defeated Aberdeen Christian in girls basketball 40-36. Both respective boys games are now underway. Wrestling, Rapid City Invitational today. Huron Tigers finished 8th overall with a team score of 125. Pierre won the team title 235.5. Huron had two wrestlers make the finals. Both lost and ended up runner-up. Chip Schillingstad at 132 lost 5-0 to Michael Lusk of Pierre in the championship match. Trent Frankham at 152 lost by fall to Nick Donnelly of Phillip. Other place winners for Huron, if I read the brackets right, I think I did. Nick Christensen at 170, Rick Struble at 182, Devin Bolster at heavyweight all finished 6th overall. Bolster had injury default throughout the day today. 7th place finish for Marshall Simons at 220. 8th place finish for Travis Kleinsasser at 160. So that's wrestling results, and that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. 3 minutes after 6 o'clock, KIJV AM-FM Huron with Huron Tiger basketball. Girls, the boys will follow. Got Taylor Swift going there fairly loud, and seems like a complaint about our music quite a bit. That's the get off my lawn coming out in me. Well, Huron out ready to play some defense to start the second half. Brandon Valley still visiting with the coach as we get ready to go for the third quarter of play. Brandon Valley a 14-1 run to end the first quarter, and they've pretty much been in control since then. Huron got it down to 9 once. Brandon Valley, though, with possession to start the third quarter, and we have a quick foul. 5 seconds in, I believe that's going to go on Shannon Kotz. Must have been hooked up on Elsie Zajcek. Or is it going to go on Schroeder? Going to go on Krissa Schroeder. I have absolutely no idea what she did. I didn't see it. Second foul on Schroeder, and 5 seconds in, we have a foul. Back door, Zajcek open on the out-of-bounds play. Oh, short-armed a bunny. Rebound underneath for Haven Hines. That's one Elsie would want back. Shannon Kotz will dribble the ball into the front court, and the ball's tapped away, and we're going to end up with a jump ball. Good hustle there by Trinity Law. Possession will stay with Huron, but Law with some tough defense. They've been real sticky on the defense, has been Brandon Valley throughout this ball game. We're just underway in the third quarter. Brandon Valley up 32-20. That was the halftime score. Carissa Schroeder gets a screen at the top of the key. There's the roll inside to Glanzer. Had the ball knocked away as she went up, but ball is last touched by Krista Bickley, and Huron will run the out-of-bounds far into the floor from me. Triggering on the inbounds will be Arteman. Goes down on the baseline. Schroeder backs her way in, flicks it up with the left hand. No good. Rebound, and going to be touched last by Brandon Valley. And Huron will get another chance on the possession with the inbounds. On the baseline, Arteman will trigger this time. Arteman will lob it up to the top of the key. Hines gets a screen from Glanzer. Hines for three. Got it. Haven Hines drills a three. She has 8 points. leads Huron in scoring. Huron gets it down to single digits again at 32-23 here in the first minute of the third quarter. High post is Woodworth back outside. Long three is no good. Barely drew iron for Krista Bickley, and Huron has a chance to cut the lead a little more. 32-23, Huron back within nine. I remember Huron being down, I believe, by 19 at one point. We have a timeout. Huron is, Huron's having trouble getting the ball inbounded. Timeout Huron, 7:03 to go, third quarter, 32-23, Brandon Valley. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Burger Plus. After 5 p.m., Burger Plus turns into a steakhouse. Black Canyon Angus ribeye, sirloin steaks, and the best jumbo shrimp around, all with a choice of potato salad and Texas toast. Top your salad with a choice of homemade dressings, including their famous ED Irma's dressing. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till 9 p.m., Burger Plus, Dakota Avenue South in Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Off the timeout, Huron working against the press. Glanzer in the backcourt, ball tip, gets it to Schroeder. Got to hurry, back to Glanzer. She'll get it across the timeline. Hines on that right wing. They're going to try and trap on her. She's in a little trouble now. Has to get rid of it, and finally a foul going to go on Brandon Valley. Just got a little too aggressive. I believe that was Allie Woodward just crowding Hines a little bit too much and kind of bails Huron out of a bad situation. Woodward will pick up the foul, her second. Be the first team on Brandon Valley here in the third quarter. Pass comes to Lexi Glanzer. High post, Carissa Schroeder backs her way into the paint, and an offensive foul as Elsie Zajcek just stayed in front of her. And Schroeder gets called for the charge. That'll be foul number three on Carissa Schroeder. Picking up two fouls here in less than a minute and a half of the third quarter. Schoenfelder will come in at the next whistle. Schroeder will have to play carefully with her three fouls out there. Cross court, right wing. Pass will go baseline. Zajcek from 18. Gets for Zajcek from 18. Drops it in on the baseline. She has six. Brandon Valley back up 11, 34-23. 6:20 to go, third quarter. Schroeder into the front court, setting up the offense for Huron. High post, Glanzer. Triple team, ball tipped away, stolen by the Lynx. Up the floor, Tervier. Chased by Schroeder, shot up short. Rebound, Zajcek with the putback. Brandon Valley's defense sets up the score there, and they're back up 13, 36-23. Inside of 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Kotz working the ball up against some pressure by Law. Stops now, hands it off to Arteman. Still way out on the outside. Arteman crossover. Back up top of the key. There's Hines. Hines looking inside. High post. Ball knocked away, and a kick going to go on Brandon Valley. And Huron will keep possession as Schoenfelder comes in. Schroeder comes out for the Huron Tigers. 5:39 to go in the third quarter. 36-23. Brandon Valley. Huron will inbound in the corner. It's Schoenfelder. Lob inside. Low post. Tipped away but picked up by Kotz. She'll kick out to Arteman. There's Hines. Baseline cut off nicely by Law. Now the ball stripped, but a foul going to go on Law. Yeah, that's good solid defense, and Coach Tatum isn't going to complain about a foul like that. Law was very sticky there as she was staying there right with. She was staying there right with Hines. Halftime score over on KOKK. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Girls, Miller's 17, Cheyenne Eagle Butte 12. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Inbounds here on underneath. Stolen away by Brandon Valley. A jump ball. Lexi Glanzer at least salvaged that. Still going to be Brandon Valley ball, but Huron again throws the ball away as Brandon Valley is contesting pretty much everything Huron tries to do here. There's Kotz with a steal, but oh, stepped on the sideline. A good hustle by Shannon. Anticipated the pass, got her hands on it, but just couldn't keep the feet in bounds. Brandon Valley will inbound it from half court. Huron drops back in their 2-3 zone. Cross court, go baseline to Kocher, who's back in. A little scoop shot in the paint is good. Kocher leads all scorers with 13 points. 38-23, Brandon Valley, 5:08 to go in the third quarter. Into the front court is Kotz. Now Hines on the left elbow, going to get a screen. Now she's going to drive towards the screen, into the paint, back her way in, flicks it up with the left hand, short. Rebound Trevier, and she's on the run. Down the floor, wide open layup. Zajcek missed her second layup tonight. Tried to lay it up with the left hand, put it up too strong. The ball knocked away. Oh, the ball was tapped away by Brandon Valley. It almost went in the basket. Somebody came from behind on Haven Hines, tapped the ball away, went off the front of the rim. Huron still has possession. In the corner, it goes to Artiman. Artiman will go baseline, go back door, and the ball deflected out of bounds by Brandon Valley. It'll be Huron ball on the baseline, 4:22 to go in the third quarter. And Brandon Valley up 38-23. Artiman gets it in to Glanzer, takes the 15-footer, drops it in. Lexi Glanzer, her second bucket, she has four. 38-25, Brandon Valley. Links in the front court, open three for Bickley, no good. Rebound underneath, nobody can get control, and it will belong to Huron. Huron going to come in with three fresh bodies. Schroeder with three fouls comes back in. Jada Schillingstad, Caitlin McNeil come in for the first time here in the second half. Brandon Valley will counter with a couple of subs as well. Lexi Ellingson, Ashley Wells come in for Brandon Valley. Full court pressure by Brandon Valley. Schroeder has it underneath the basket. Back to Schillingstad. Jada being shadowed down there. She'll get it across the timeline. McNeil has it deep on the left wing. Schroeder, top of the key. Marissa wants to drive. Gives to McNeil on the wing. Lob inside to Schroeder. Underneath. Oh, put it up too hard. Was a nice lob. And Schroeder looked like she had trouble controlling the ball. Brandon Valley comes out. Nice dribble there underneath for Brandon Valley. That was Klinkhammer, I believe, that kept control of the ball. Now Brandon Valley in the offense. Yeah, Felicity Klinkhammer into the game again. She played briefly in the first half, hit a three. She's a girl I didn't know at the time. Klinkhammer now Bickley on the baseline, 14 on 34. Bickley almost gets a steal off of that. But a foul going to go on Bickley. Bickley, though, with 9 points.
Foul on number 14, Krista Bickley. Her second.
Second foul on Krista Bickley in the third team on Brandon Valley. Huron on the inbounds. Hines trouble and gets tied up. Loses the ball. Brandon Valley another steal. Low post back out for three for Wells. No good. And Schroeder rips down the rebound for Huron. Haven Hines will bring the ball into the front court for the Huron Tigers. Dribbles to the right. Screen from Schoenfelder. Still on the drive. Will put it up on the baseline short. On the rebound, we're going to have three girls fall in a pile there. Be a jump ball and a good job of Gracie Schoenfelder to tie that up. And on, or no, they're going to say not a jump ball. It's Brandon Valley ball and the arrow's pointing Huron's way. I'm not sure what the call was there. Oh, they called a foul on Schoenfelder. I get it. So Gracie Schoenfelder with her first foul, third team on Huron. Brandon Valley on the attack, up 15. Bounce pass right side, low post. Inside, shot up is short. Nice seal there by Ellingson, but couldn't finish the shot. Huron rebounds. Hines will bring the ball up. Schroeder at the board for Huron. McNeil deep on the timeline. Up top, Schroeder. In the corner, they find Hines looking up, and we're going to have a push. And an offensive foul on Huron, if that's on Schroeder, and I believe it is. It'll be number four, again, away from the ball, didn't see it. And Carissa Schroeder picks up her fourth personal. That brings Glanzer back in for Huron. So Carissa Schroeder with four fouls. We still have 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And Schroeder will have to watch for at least the rest of the third quarter. Brandon Valley into the front court. Wells will feed inside, and a foul going to go on Schillingstad. She was on a mismatch underneath there trying to guard Ellingson on the low post. The foul on Schillingstad will be her first. Fifth team on Huron. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Brandon Valley will run the out of bounds on the baseline. In the corner, Kocher backs it out. Kocher at the line goes up, and a foul going to go on Caitlin McNeil as she was trying to stick an arm in there and strip the ball. We'll get two free throws. We really have not shot a lot of free throws. Brandon Valley, this will only be the third and fourth free throws Brandon Valley has attempted in the game. Coacher at the line. Her first trip, she has 13 points, leads all scorers. First free throw is good. Now 14 for Danica. 41-25, Brandon Valley is pulled ahead by 16. Huron got it down to 9 earlier this quarter. Second shot is good. Coacher knocks them both down. She has 15. 42-25, Huron on the inbound against the pressure. They clear it out, let Hines bring the ball up. Being watched in the backcourt by Bickley behind the back, and Hines a little trouble, but gets it across. High post, Glanzer. Kicks off to McNeil on the left side. Bounce pass Schoenfelder. Back up top, Schillingstad. Now Hines. Hines on that right wing. Had the ball slapped away. Oh, they're going to say last touch by Hines. Did not see what happened. Wade Stobbs kind of looking at Jerry Beers like, what did you see there? It was deflected by Brandon Valley and far into the floor for me, so I couldn't see what happened after that. But say it was last touched by Huron. Brandon Valley with the ball off the turnover, up 17 with a minute 43 to go, third quarter. Lob inside, low post, and the ball knocked away from Ellingson as she went up. Brandon Valley able to save it. Things getting a little ragged out there right now, a little rough. Here's the drive to the paint. Coacher, she's going to be fouled by Hines. Coacher will get two. Well, Huron added down to 32-23, but since then a 10-2 run by Brandon Valley, and they've pretty much taking control here once again. At the free throw line is Coacher. And the first free throw is good. Danica's hit three free throws in a row here. 16 points now for the sophomore. I think Shannon Kotz just came back into the game as Glanzer comes off for Huron. Second shot is good. Coacher perfect from the line here in the third quarter. And she'll come out as back in for Brandon Valley, Lauren Wells. 44-25, Brandon Valley stretched a lead back to 19. If I remember right, that would equal their biggest lead of the ball game. Ball into Hines, and she'll just bring the ball up one-on-one with Bickley. Or is that Tabir? It's Tabir. Nice crossover. Hines gets it into the front court. Kotz. Shannon into the paint with the left-handed scoop. No good. Rebound, Brandon Valley. On the push, up the floor comes Brandon Valley. Ashley Wells gives to Lauren Wells. Low post inside. Little left-handed shot. No good for Brandon Valley. Rebound, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession will go to the Huron Tigers. 59 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Brandon Valley 44, Huron 25. Lob comes in to a Hines, double team, gets out of it, and she'll dribble up with the left hand into the front court and set things up for the Huron Tigers. Back it out some, here's the drive now, and all the way to the hoop, the scoop, no good for Hines, but draws contact. Two free throws on the way for Haven Hines. Haven with 8 points to lead Huron in scoring.
Fouls on number 30, Lauren Wells.
Lauren Wells picks up the foul, her first. That'll be the fourth team on Brandon Valley. Huron, incidentally, is 17 fouls, so the Lynx are in the bonus already. Didn't notice that till now. Two shots for Hines. First one is good. Haven with 9 points and one more to come. Second shot for Hines is good. She's in double figures. 10 points for Haven Hines. 44-27. Brandon Valley. 42 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pass comes off on the right side. Lauren Wells trying to get away from Hines. Back up top. Lynx maybe trying to run a little shot clock here. Here comes Tavir. Dishes out to Wells. She'll go with the scoop in the paint for two. Lauren Wells, her second bucket of the game. Brandon Valley back up 19, 46-27. We're inside of 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass to Kotz. Shannon looking left, backs it out. Bounce pass Schoenfelder. Now Hines, 7-6 seconds. Hines will drive. Go up against a double team. Again, draws contact and will go up for two. He had two Brandon Valley girls saying, all I did is had my arms up. But the foul will go on the Lynx, and two more free throws on the way for Haven Hines. Hines has hit 5 of 6 free throws. The foul's on Trevier, her third. Fifth team on Brandon Valley. Free throw good for Haven Hines. Again, leads Huron in scoring, now up to 11 points. One more shot for the freshman, Haven Hines. And puts them both down. Hines with the two free throws. She has a dozen. 46-29, and Brandon Valley won't get the shot off before the end of the third quarter. We head to the fourth. Brandon Valley, 46, and the Huron Tigers, 29. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute. Back with the fourth quarter on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Eight minutes back up on the clock as we get set to go with the fourth quarter. And Brandon Valley with the possession here to start the fourth quarter with the 17-point lead still by Shannon Kotz. Down the floor she goes against Law with the scoop layup for two. First bucket of the game for Shannon Kotz. Steal and coast-to-coast layup. 46-31. Huron back within 15. Lob to the high post. Zajcek knocked away by Schoenfelder, but Brandon Valley controls. Pitch out in the corner to Bickley. Bickley will lob again to Zajcek. This time she grabs the ball. Fadeaway shot. No good. Kotz has the rebound and a foul. Going to go on Brandon Valley. That'll be the 16th foul on Brandon Valley. Next one puts Huron in the bonus. Foul is on Zajcek, her first. Nobody has more than two for Brandon. Oh, I guess Trevier does have three. Both teams will be in the bonus here for the rest of the game. 46-31, Brandon Valley, Huron with the ball. Hines out near to the timeline. Dribbles back to the left. Bounce pass McNeil. McNeil works the perimeter, wants to drive. Free throw line, Kotz fakes and gets called for the travel. Turnover back to Brandon Valley. We're just about a minute here into the fourth quarter. Halftime up in Aberdeen. James Valley Christian boys trail Aberdeen Christian 21-15 at the half. Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. 7 minutes to go in the game, and we're going to have a foul as Caitlin McNeil bowled over. Who was that? That was Zajcek, who was setting a screen. McNeil will get her second foul. And that will put Zajcek to the line to shoot the bonus. Zajcek with 8 points, 0 for 1 from the free throw line, missed in the first quarter. Free throw is good for Zajcek, trying to get double figures here. She'd be the second Lynx in doubles if she hits this second free throw. Brandon Valley been in control most of the way here. They went on a 14-1 run in the second quarter. Second free throw no good. Ball tipped out. McNeil controls. She'll push for Huron into the front court. McNeil lobs back up top to Kotz. Bounce pass right side to Hines. Hines looking inside to the cut. Nothing there. Schillingstad in the corner. Schillingstad baseline goes hard to the hoop for two. Jada Schillingstad. A nice drive to the bucket. Gets her first points of the ball game. 47-33, Brandon Valley. Low post, Zajcek. Zajcek in the paint, double teamed, has to kick back out. Back up top, there's the three for Woodward. No good. Rebound, though, underneath Zajcik. She puts it up short. And then on the rebound, a foul going to go on Huron. See who this puts to the free throw line. I presume Zajcik.
Foul's on number 44, Gracie Schoenfelder.
Gracie Schoenfelder with the foul. That'll be her second. Ninth team foul, double bonus coming up here on the next foul for Brandon Valley. So this will be the plain 1-1 for Elsie Zajcik. Free throw good, and she's in double figures with 10 points. 6:19 to go in the game. Brandon Valley up 48-33. Kocher back in for Brandon Valley. Trevier comes back in for Brandon Valley as well. Second shot now for Elsie Zajcik. And she'll get them both. 49-33. Lynx have the lead back up to 16. Here on trailing. Behind the back, McNeil gets it into the front court, doing some point guard duties, hands it off to Hines. He has to run out to get the ball. Hines dribbles to the right, comes back left. Lost her dribble. McNeil comes to help out. McNeil deep at the top of the key, dribbles off to the right side. Cross court, Schillingstad. Low post, there it goes to Kotz. Kick back out, three for Hines. Too strong, rebound tipped out, and out of bounds will be Brandon Valley ball. Shot clock was running out on that shot attempt. 5:46 to go in the ball game, 49-33. Brandon Valley, don't forget our boys game coming up next. We'll have a brief Gary Zell post-game show and then get right into the pregame for the boys. Lynx into the front court. Dribbling off to the right, hand off to Bickley. They're doing a little weave over there again, maybe trying to get a little shot clock runoff. Kocher out there, backs it out against Schillingstad. Now Trevier comes back up to the top of the key. Left side Bickley, she'll go into the paint, has a lane, and gets stripped and fouled by Schillingstad. Two shots coming up for Krista Bickley. Jada Schillingstad will pick up her second foul, and that'll be the 10th team on Huron. Guess it would have been in the act of shooting anyway for Bickley. Bickley a chance to get in double figures now. She has 9 points. Bickley 1-for-1 from the free throw line. The attempt came in the second quarter. Free throw is no good. Schroeder back into the game along with Artiman and Glanzer for Huron. As Kotz, McNeil, and Schoenfelder come off, Brandon Valley subbed in one. I believe that was Klinkhammer that came in for Brandon Valley. Second shot is good. 1 out of 2 for Krista Bickley, and she has 10 points. Brandon Valley still pressing here, up 17 with 5:18 to go in the game. Basically, they're challenging the inbounds of the ball, then they kind of back off and just go man-to-man full court. No trap or anything. Artiman on the right wing, up top Schroeder. Schroeder overhand pass in the corner. Hines, nice catch. She wants to drive into the paint. Goes into a big glom. Oh, they call a block there on Brandon Valley, and that was Haven Hines definitely forcing the issue. I think she more collided with Carissa Schroeder than she did with Zajcik, who got called for the foul for Brandon Valley. Second foul on Zajcik, and we'll get Haven Hines back to the free throw line to shoot two more. Or is this a 1-1? 1-1, the free throw is good. 13 points for Haven Hines, and she's made most of it from the free throw line. Her 10th free throw attempt is no good. She's 8 of 10 on free throws today. 50-34, Brandon Valley. We're inside of 5 minutes to go in the game. Up the floor of the Lynx, free throw line, and the ball through the hands, out of bounds. Kocher didn't look like she was ready for the ball over there on the wing. Back in for Brandon Valley is Lexi Ellingson. In the boys' game, coming up next. 50-34, Brandon Valley leading with 4:47 to go in the game. Into the front court, left side, there's Artiman, high post, and a foul going to go on Ellingson, kind of pushing on Schroeder. Carissa Schroeder will get the bonus free throws. Ellingson with her second foul. Schroeder to the line. Schroeder with 7 points has not scored in the second half. She's been hampered with some foul trouble. She's one of two from the free throw line, two of three. She knocks down the first one. Gives her 8 points. One more shot for the senior, Carissa Schroeder. 50-35, Brandon Valley. 50-36 as Schroeder gets them both to fall. 4:38 to go in the game. Here on trailing by 14. Here comes Bickley all the way. Shoots over Schroeder, banked it in. Bickley with the bucket. She has 12. 52-36, Brandon Valley back up by 16 inside of 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Ball deflected. Who's going to grab it? Will be off of Brandon Valley, still here on possession. 4:21 to go in the ball game. Both boys teams are out kind of watching, getting ready to get their game in immediately following this one. They put 15 minutes up in between, so we'll move quickly with the post game than the pregame to get set for the boys. Hines into the paint. Lobs it out in the corner to Arteman. Arteman back on the right elbow. Glanzer up top. Schillingstad. Overhand pass. Arteman in the corner. A deep three is too strong. Rebound for Brandon Valley. Here comes Bickley. Nice pass on the run. Shot up. No good. Maybe forced a bit by Klinkhammer. Rebound. Huron. 3:45 to go in the game. And Brandon Valley up 52-36. Up top, Lexi Glanzer will lob inside to Schroeder with touch shot. No good. Put it up too strong. Just need to come down, grab it, and go up strong. Brandon Valley clears the board. Klinkhammer on the left elbow will drive the paint. Little 15-footer, no good, but rebound underneath for Ellingson, and that'll bring it back out. Long three is good for Brandon Valley. That was Trevere. Her second bucket of the game. They've both been threes for 6 points. 55-36, Lynx back up by 19. Again, I believe that's been the biggest lead Brandon Valley has had, and they've had it numerous times here in the game. Nearing 3 minutes to go. Arteman has the ball batted away, but picked up. Schroeder takes a three. No good. Brandon Valley clears underneath. Into the front court, Kocher gives it back. Another three for Brandon Valley. Back of the rim, no good this time for Trevere. And Glanzer with the rebound, gets it up ahead to Hines, almost went over and back. Now she's double-teamed and a foul. Going to go on Brandon Valley, just a little too aggressive with that. You want to get that double-team, but you don't really want to reach for the ball because that's when you're most likely going to get called for the foul, and that's what happened to Brandon Valley. And Haven Hines back to the free throw line. She's been getting herself there a lot. Fouls on Kocher, her second. Ninth team, so this will be the bonus for Haven Hines. And Brandon Valley starting to clear the bench, it looks like here. They're on their way to their second victory here in less than 24 hours. Free throw is good for Hines. She is now, 9 of 11 shooting free throws. One more shot for the freshman. Haven Hines leads here on in scoring with 14. And she'll drop them both in. 15 points for Hines. It's 55-38, Brandon Valley, 2:37 to go in the game. Lynx in the front court. Kocher will lob to the high post. That's Ellingson, or excuse me, not Ellingson. That was Jasmine Larson with the bucket. Brandon Valley still pressing. Arteman gets a screen, gets it into the front court. Finds Hines right at the timeline. Huron can get into the offense. Schillingstad is back in for Huron. Left side is Arteman, low post. There's Schroeder, dish out in the corner. The 18-footer for Schillingstad is good. Jada Schillingstad, a couple of buckets here in the fourth quarter. 57-40, Brandon Valley inside of 2 minutes to go in the game. Lynx into the front court. Comes off left side. That was Klinkhammer, right side now. Here's the lob inside, low post. Larson, she'll bank it in a little too strong. Battle for a rebound. Kotz had trouble handling it, but did come up with it. And with a minute 35 to go, here on with the ball. Trailing 57-40. Lynx, I don't believe it trailed in this game. It was tied once at 4. In the corner is Schillingstad. Schroeder on the right wing. She'll drive. Go up with the left-handed scoop. Had it knocked away on the way up. Going to be picked out of there by Brandon Valley. They try to run. but threw the ball away. Schillingstad with the steal. Gets it up ahead to Hines. Haven into the front court. Now we'll back it out, get into the half court set. Haven off to the right. Hooks the pass back to Ardeman. Schroeder at the high post, left elbow. Will go right by Larson and bank it in for two. Schroeder gets double figures with 11 as we're down to 50 seconds to go in the game. Random Valley leading 57-42 on their way to the victory. Free throw line. Here's the drive opening, and Wells puts the shot up. It's short. And a new four are going to come in for Brandon Valley. If we get another whistle here, we're inside of 35 seconds to go. Hines, a little trouble to handle, gets control near the timeline. Screen from Kotz. Hines will dribble to the left, back it out. Screen from Ardeman. Now she wants to drive, dishes in the corner. Kotz for three. Got it. Got the shooter's roll, hit the front of the rim, and rolled over for Shannon. You're on within 12, but we're inside of 10 seconds, and Brandon Valley just going to hold it here. And that will be our final score. Brandon Valley, 57, Huron, 45. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes, a very brief Gary Zell Auto Glass post game coming up here on Dakota Sports.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork. That working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important. Whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports, Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get 'em, Tigers.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Hi, John here at Prost Rutles in Huron. Well, we made it through Black Friday, so it's time to move on to the Red Tag Sales Event, one of the biggest sales of the year, and it goes through January 3rd. Fast start incentives, bonus tag cash, select model programs, lease support, Costco member discounts. If we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Yes, it sounds confusing, but let our sales consultants find the discount that is best for you. Happy holidays from everyone at Prost Rutles, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use, even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Again, we'll very briefly wrap up this game. We'll talk to Coach Wade Stobbs at halftime of the boys' game, a little more in-depth on this game, which Brandon Valley led wire to wire and defeats Huron 57-45. Lynx now 2-0 in the season, while Huron drops to 0-2. Run down the scoring for Brandon Valley, 17 for Danica Kocher. She did most of the damage in the first half. 12 points for Krista Bickley, 11 for Elsie Zajcek. 6 points for Emma Tervier, 4 for Lauren Wells, 2 for Trinity Law, 3 for, let's see, 3 for Felicity Klinkhammer, and 2 for Jasmine Larson. For Huron, 15 for Haven Hines, with most of those points coming from the line. Well, I guess 8 points from the field and 7 points from the free throw line. Carissa Schroeder added 11. 5 points for Emily Ardeman and Shannon Kotz. 4 points, Lexi Glanzer and Jada Schillingstad. A free throw for Gracie Schoenfelder. Shooting in the game at Brandon Valley, going 20 of 54 for 37%. Huron went 14 of 39. For 36%, so the shooting percentages were similar, but Brandon Valley getting 15 more shots off from the field than Huron did. That accounts for the number of turnovers that Huron had in the ball game. So those are your final numbers as Brandon Valley wins the girls' game here this evening at the Huron Arena. The final, Brandon Valley 57 and Huron 45. So we have one game down, one game to go. We'll get to our boys' pregame show here next on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Riverview Lanes now has a new automatic scoring system.